Sir, Memhem Beis, Amri Abaye. We're up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the bottom. Asara miyodeya, asara niyodeya, asara debraya. 10 lines from the bottom of Memhem Beis. Mo Hashem Elokecha, shoyel meimach, amale Abaye, Rabbi Yosef, Yalei Tizbra. What's the chiddush? You never knew this halacha, the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan came who this, v'chor Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Asi. Iklu libe Rabbi Abba. There was a ma'isa shahaya. They hailed Rabbi Abba and they hailed Rabbi Asi. They visited libe Rabbi Abba. The minchefa, the nafal minorta, al glime, and the menorah came collapsing down on his garment. The question was he in the garment when the menorah came collapsing down on the garment? There was a gezerah min hashamayim that a menorah should fall on his garment. But it was not decided in heaven if he should be in the garment when the menorah fell down. How do you like that? Al glimei drabasi, v'naf al menorah al glimei drabasi, v'lei tiltala, and he was lucky, he was not in the garment. And the garment though was now, there was a menorah that was resting upon his garment. So the menorah l'chor is mukta, because the menorah was lit, bein hashemashos. So the menorah is a basis, l'davar ha'asur, the ner is the davar ha'asur, so the menorah is a basis, so the menorah is muksa, now the menorah is resting upon his garment. Are you allowed now to take the to pick up the menorah with your bare hands and move the menorah away in order to release the garment? Notice this is not called tiltal l'tzarech, this is not called l'tzarech mekoymai. It's not l'tzarech mekoymai. What? No, it's not also Gufa used to crack nuts. Gufa used to crack nuts. I don't want to crack nuts with the menorah. I don't need the menorah as a makom. I don't need the place, the location where the menorah is. The menorah is just pressing down on my garment, and I can't take the garment because there's something pressing down upon it. So this is a real shaila of muksa. You have a kli shemalachta le'isser. And you want to pick up the kli with your regular hands in a regular way and move the menorah away in a normal way. You don't have here l'tzarech gufoy. I'm not coming to crack nuts with the menorah. I don't need its location. I just want to pick it up so I can take away the garment that is lodged underneath that I want to wear. So if you hold of Rabbi Yehuda, then it's forbidden. If you hold of Rabbi Shimon, who holds there's no such principle of muk, so it's permitted. And what did Rabbi Yochanan, the Mora, the Asra of Eretz Yisrael, what did he paskin? And he said, Rabbi Asra, my time, why did he not move it? So here we have a very important halacha in the Gemara. Rabbi Asi was the student of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, when you make the charts, I'm sure you have a chart somewhere. You've made many over your lifetime. You've made charts of all the Tanaim and the Amoraim and the Mishraim and the Achrayim, and all the way down to the people in this generation. Lamai Taima, there was once a Rosh Shiva. He got up and he said, Rabbi Yankiv is no longer here, and Rabbi Moshe is oichet nishto, and I am very old. You hear? Ah, delicious, delicious. Rabbi Shaul, I want to see that smile on your face when you hear that. When I heard it, Vaita. V'nofal al gilima. Rabbi Asi v'loi tiltila. My time. What's Islam? Mishum. Rabbi Asi. Tell me. Rabbi Yochanan. Have Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda. So you lady. Yisle muksa. So have a ray of muksa. The Moses knows that a ray. Amole minarta kamrit. What kind of ray is this? A menorah. Minar to shine. I'll tell you the halacha is that Rabbi Yochanan holds of Rabbi Shimon. There's no such thing as muksa. But we learned yesterday that even Rabbi Shimon, in select cases, is maskim. There's something called muksa, and the menorah is the example. Now the Gemara over here is going to tell us two different reasons. Now the Gemara in the Hava Amina is going to suggest that Rabbi Yochanan, now it's not so clear, it's within Rabbi Shimon, l'chor it is, that something that you do, it's like groy groy svitzi moikim, a very large, expensive menorah you put away in a certain location and you have kavana not to move it. It's similar to groy groy svitzi moikim, that you push away deliberately, and this even Rabbi Shimon agrees is muksa. The Gemara will ultimately reject that answer and tell us a different reason. A menorah you're not allowed to move on Shabbos. We're discussing a very specific type of menorah that is made up of parts. And we hold here, yesh binyan bekelim. And if the menorah collapses, you will take all the parts and put them back together and fashion a kli on Shabbos and be over on the iser derais of binyan. Because yesh binyan bekelim. Now therefore, because there's a real possibility you will come to be nichshol in making a utensil on Shabbos by putting together the parts of the menorah, Chazal said you're not allowed to move the menorah. It's not so much a din of muksa, it's more of a gezerah, of a takana. I'm not so sure this would even fit in the category of muksa. It's a takana, not to be metaltel, a menorah shel pirakim that's made up of parts. So the Gemara says, menorah ka'amrit, this sugya is not relevant. Is not a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. The etzem, I will tell you, Rabbi Yochanan does indeed holds like Rabbi Shimon, and there's no such thing as muksa. Yet a menorah is different. Menorah ka'amrit shiny. Amal menorah ka'amrit menorah shiny. The amar avacha amar bchanina amar asi yichar Rabbi Yishlokish b'tzidon reish lokish he paskin the halacha in the city called Tzidon menorah shall any tell us b'yodoy achas if it's a klein menorah. A small menorah, mutter, l'taltla, b'shtei yadav. So the Gemara now in the Hamina is discussing its muksa, b'shtei yadav. If it's so large that you need two hands to pick up this heavy menorah, also l'taltla, what's the lamedus? Because you push it away with your adam koiveya lo makim. Rashi here is introducing a naya yisoid, a yisoid called muksa, adam koiveya lo makim. When Shlomi, you write your sefer on Muksa, and you go through all the chapters of a kli shemalachta leisra, a kli shemalachta leheter, a kli that's muksa machmas lilos, muksa machmas chesaron kis. There's a nayadin, a chapter in your sefer called miyached lo mokon, a utensil that you designate a mokon, and that is off limits. Okay, it's off limits. That is why we say by Klal Yisrael Hamokim, Hashem is called. We in our relationship is Hamokim. Hamokim, Hamokim, Minachim Eschem, Baruch Hamokim, Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael is together a kli shemiyachid lo mokim, and memela it's off limits. Don't touch the merchandise. Don't touch. Vaita. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Now here's the whole point. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Anu, as far as we are concerned, ain lanu ella b'ner k'Rabbi Shimon. When it comes to a ner, the only his beferish a ner like Rabbi Shimon." It's ner, Rabbi Shimon agrees that at the moment when the ner is lit, you're not allowed to take away oil from the receptacle, because at that moment in time, the ner is huksa l'mitzvasai, hoil and huksa l'isurai. We discussed that yesterday. It means bezman iser, during the zman of iser. Be'etzem, it's muksa for the mitzvah, but it's muksa for the mitzvah during the zman of the iser. Avol menoira, Rabbi Yochanan says, Bein nidla b'yodei achas, Bein nidla b'shtei yodof, also l'taltala, Rabbi Yochanan is even more machmir by a menoira. Even a menoira of one hand, the time of my, what's the reason? My time of my, Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, Dami Travayu, Choyl, V'odam, Koveel, L'mokim, like we just said. Because you're Koveel, L'mokim, even a menoira that's nitalis b'yodei achas. So in other words,
a guy has a
ka'ara
on a pedestal all year.
A person has a ka'ara, a tray on a pedestal. Kaveh lamokim. No, we don't pass like this.
A menorah.
A menorah is a kli shemalachta l'iser. If you have a menorah, you have a candelabra. A candelabra is a kli shemalachta l'iser. If it was not lit when Shabbos began, then it's muksa, because the essence, the purpose of the menorah is to light fire, and fire is an iser, is muksa, and the kli memela is.
It's even more than that. It's only not used. It's only used 8 days a year.
It doesn't. Oh, you're talking about Chanukah menorah. You're talking about Chanukah menorah.
A Chanukah menorah. Chanukah menorah, Pesach Kara.
Okay, a Chanukah menorah. Pesach Kara is mutar. Pesach menorah is a kli shemachta leheter. A Chanukah menorah. It's a very good question. You have in the buffet. You have people have in their buffet. They go. They're honored by yeshiva. Yeshiva Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin honors a Baal Abbas with kavod, and they present him a menorah. And what happened about 60 years ago, they honored someone with a menorah, and what happened? He gave it back to the yeshiva, and the yeshiva is still using that menorah ad hayayim hazeh. You know that, Shimon? The menorah they light in the yeshiva every year, that silver menorah, was given to a Baal Abbas. It's not so big, whatever. The menorah that they light in the yeshiva every single year was given to a Baal Abbas by a dinner, has his name on it, by a dinner. And the next day or that night, he says to the yeshiva, "Listen, I don't need this menorah. Take it back. Use it in the yeshiva." And for 60 years,
what's his name?
I forgot his name. It's on the menorah. I have a picture. You want to have a picture? I have pictures of it. And if you want, and they're using it ad chayim azeh for 60 years. Now that menorah is a kli shemalachlin. Unless you have one, let's say you're not so generous, you don't give it back to the yeshiva, and you put it in your buffet, in your dining room, so that when the chosin comes into the house, you can show, you see, I'm a big gavir. I gave a lot of money to the yeshiva, and look what they gave me. They gave me a beautiful menorah, and therefore you should marry my daughter, because I'll give you money also. So let's say you want on Shabbos, when the chosin comes, you want to take out the menorah out of the buffet to show it to him. You want to present it to him. So are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Of course, pikuach nefesh. You have to marry off your daughter. Of course, you can do anything you need to do in order to marry off your daughter. But let's say you take away the bikuach nefesh factor. Are you allowed to take the menorah out of the buffet? No, because it's a kli shemelachtoi le'isur, even though it's only used 8 days. Unless you want to take the menorah and use it to bang over the head of the boy when it's given mazetz. So then you're using a kli shemelachtoi le'isur le'tzorch gufay. Or let's say you want to put something there. You want to put the boy and lock him up as a prison in the buffet. So you need the place. You got to clean out the buffet to make space to put him in there and to lock him and put a padlock. Then it would be mutter. Otherwise, it would be usur, because it's a kli shemelachtoi le'isur. Right in the Gemara. So over here, I'm a bein nidl, bein yodachat, bein mishnayil, asol tadl, my time, I'm a rabbi of Yosef, I'm a shavayu, choyal vodim kviyol lomokim. And now you saw it. It was kedai to come tonight, to Masechet Shabbos, daf mem hei, to learn this you saw it. And now you didn't muksa, the yisugya of Adam, koyveya lomokim. So what is the Gemara's maskana? Let's recap now. We had over here a kasha, we had a statement. Rav Yosef said that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Along comes the Gemara. Oh, really? You did not know that until now? You're first learning this, that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Don't you know this? There was a Maisa Shehoya, famous story. Everyone knows the story. Everyone knows stories. It's in all the art school books. Rabbi Asi, he went to visit someone, and the candelabra, the chandelier, fell on his garment. And Asi Paskin, that it's Muksa, you're not allowed to move the candelabra in order to retrieve your kapata. You're going to have to go and daven mincha without a kapata, just with your white shirt, with no jacket. And everyone knows this Ma'aseh Shehoya. It must then be because Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda's din of Muksa. So the Gemara says, no, you're making a very big mistake. The Etzem, Rabbi Yochanan holds, there's no din Muksa. And the reason why Rabbi Asi was a Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, did not allow this person to take his garment from underneath the menorah, is because there's a special type of muksa that's not part of the ordinary machlokes Rabbi Yochanan between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and that's called a menorah. A menorah is in the category of Adam Miyached Lo Mokem. The only machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is, do we apply this to a menorah that has a small menorah, do we apply it to a big menorah? Rabbi Yochanan is very machmir, and he says the principle of Adam Kaveh L'Mokayim, both by a small and by a large. Whereas Reish Lakish only says this by large, not by small. But this principle of Kaveh Mokoim, Koveya lo Mokoim is not related to the sugya of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. What's going on over here? What's going on over here? Mute. Rabbi Sai, I'm going to put you all on mute. Here we go. I'm putting you all on mute. Sorry to do this to you. There's too much background noise.
One at a time, and you'll know whose noise it is.
Okay, you've all been muted. If you want to unmute yourself, just unmute yourself.
Ephraim, keep me on mute, and Shlem can stay off.
Okay, I mute. Abishol Lehman, please, you press *6. *6 to unmute yourself on the telephone. Hope you're still there. Hope I didn't bore you with all of my nonsense. Vait in the Gemara. So we have over here a new Yisoid. We have Yehuda. Okay, Baruch Hashem, you're there. Baruch Hashem, holding on for dear life. Baruch Hashem, let's go Vait. Okay, now Yisugya. Okay, now we go now. The time of my, the Yisugya of all the Yisugya of Amalei Abaye. Amalei Abaye, Rav Yosef, Aharei Kilas. Really? Now, Abaye is now coming to challenge this new principle called Adam Koiveya Lo Mokaim. There's no such thing. And indeed, that's the halacha. Shimon, your question, when it comes to the menorah, if you have on a pedestal in your house, you're allowed to move it if you need its location or you need it for its own purpose, for whatever reason. Because there is no such principle called Koiveya Lo Mokaim, and Abaye is going to show you now that there is no such halacha. Really? What about the canopy of the chatan? Okay, in ancient times when they got married, they had a special kilas chasanim. A kilas chasanim, a special canopy, was made for chasan kala. And there's a medrash that says that a melech, when a king gets married, he has three canopies. When Adam HaRishon got married to Chava, he had 10 canopies. Okay? Adam and Chava had 10 kilos. A Melech Yisrael has 3. Maybe it means a prince, the child of the king. And an ordinary Jew, even though we have a principle called B'nei Yisrael, called Yisrael B'nei Belachim Minu, only has 1 canopy. So kilas chasanim, this is a part of the minhag Yisrael. How come they don't do this today? They'll be very good business now to go into business to make money to put in all the papers to sell a special kilas chasanim to be mekayim when it says in the Gemara. The Adam kaveh lo makayim. If you can buy a letter in a sefer Torah for the miracle of Klal Yisrael, why can you go and be mekayim when it says in the Gemara? It doesn't say anywhere in Shas or Pesachim. There's something called unifying to write a Sefer Torah for Klal Yisrael. But it does say in the Gemara, in Ma'amar Chazal, that there's something called the Kilas Chasanim. A Chasan and Kala are supposed to have a certain type of bed that it says here in the Gemara, Kilas Chasanim, V'amar Shmuel Mishum Abichia, Kilas Chasanim, Mutar Linataisa Umutar Leparka. You're allowed to assemble it and you're allowed to take it apart on Shabbos. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is Oihel. You're going to make it, if you go and you spread on the top in a surface area that's one tefach wide, you're making an oihel on Shabbos Kodesh. It's not a problem, because the kilas chasanim was a triangle. And the triangle, the center of the triangle, you have a bed. Think of a regular bed. And you put up a beam right in the middle of the bed where your head is. And you put a beam where your foot is. And then you put a beam across from end to end. And then you drape as a triangle from the mattress to the center a sheet. So the center beam is not a 2x4. It's a pole, and it does not have the width of a tefach. So being that it does not have the width of a tefach, it's permitted on Shabbos to spread that shmata on top and take it off when you want, because you don't have anywhere one tefach, one area that's a tefach wide. Now, wait a minute. How are you allowed to do this? What about muksa? Even though ein achinami, there may not be a shaila of binyan and stira, but there's another problem, the problem of muktza, because the bed, don't move the bed. The bed is not meant to be moved around from place to place every single day. You keep it in one location. So if you're telling me there's a principle in halacha called hoyel, the adam kaveh lo mokoim, so there should be a child of muksa, nayadin muksa, mutul l'natisa, so therefore, obviously, we've seen this misug over here is that this whole thing does not exist. Nishke hoygin, nishke floygin, la'alta, la'teshuva, la'alta, Ligula. This whole thing doesn't make any sense. You hear? Hear what's going on over here?
Yeah.
Rabbeinu Yisholimin,
yeah.
He went to the oil of the Rebbe, and he was
yeah.
Mispal for all of us. He's the one who invented the concept of La'alta L'Teshuva, La'alta Ligula, Zuchusa Yagen Oleinu. If the Lubavitch Rebbe was alive today, there wouldn't be a person in this world who wasn't Lubavitch Chassid. We would run to him like Mamish Shosa Bat Some Devreim. So then now Abaye tells us the real reason why you're not allowed to, the real reason why you are not allowed to metaltel a menorah on the Holy Shabbos. Because we're discussing a menorah that's made from different pieces. You buy an Amazon and you have to assemble it and you have to have the right tools. Shlomi, what are you doing? You look like you're looking at a video on the screen. What are you doing, Shlomi? What are you doing?
Looking at a video on the screen?
What are you doing?
I was looking at something else.
WhatsApp? No. If that's the case, what's the lundis? Why then you might come to assemble it and be over on an Isur de Oiraisa of Binyan B'Shabbos by making a utensil. Even you'll suggest that Binyan only applies to things that are mechubur l'karka, Einachinami, this Gemara, in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Memvav Mer Aleph, should never forget, is going according to the Man Yamar, that holds Yesh Binyan B'Kalim. There is something called Binyan when it comes to assembling utensils that are not mechubur l'karka. It does not mean chulios means parts. The Gemara says, no, we're not discussing a menorah that actually has parts. Because if that was the case, then in Echanami it would be forbidden according to all opinions. We're discussing a menorah that does not have parts, but has etches. And we're now entering into a new sugya, the sugya of Maris Ayin. The sugi of Maris Ayin is so widespread, it's unbelievable. There's not a place, the whole HaTorah Kula that the Maris Ayin does not affect. And here is the case, Ke'en Chulis, not mamish parts, it's Ke'en Chulis. What do we mean? The Is Bo Chidke. Chidke means etches. And to the observer, it looks like it's made from parts, something which you assembled in a kit that you purchased from Alibaba. Hilkach, chulios. If indeed you have a menorah that taka was made from different parts, different pieces, ben gidol, ben ketana, asura. Whether it's large, whether it's small, it's going to be forbidden. How could you yawn in the middle of a daf? I can't be masking such a thing. How could you yawn? Shlomi. Asura.
I'm very tired.
Tired? You gotta be kidding. You gotta be kidding. You tired? You save us. Let's say it does not have parts. It's an imitation. It has etches. Nami de ispa chitke. If it has etches, it is forbidden. Gezera maris ayin. Atu gedoyla de chulias. It looks like a gedoyla of chulias. Keep looking. Where is the machlekes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan? I'm sorry, between Rabbi Shlokish and Rabbi Yochanan. If we're going to prohibit even a small one, biketana, a small menorah that you can be metaltal with one hand, which has etches. The question is, are we going to be goyzer maris ayin on a small menorah that you can be metalkal with one hand that has etches? Is there Maris Ayin? The Isbe Chidke, Maris Savar Gazrinon, Maris Savar Loi Gazrinon. Okay, so therefore, what's the Gemara's Maskana? That the case of the Maisa Shehoya with Rabbi Asi and the menorah collapsed upon his Bekesha and he was forbidden to remove it on the Holy Shabbos has nothing to do with the sugya of muksa. It has to do with a nayu unfang, a sugya of, did Chazal make a gezera not to touch a utensil that is made up of parts? Because you may come to assemble it on the Holy Shabbos. And that would be a melacha deraisa. And even not only were they goyzer in a utensil which actually has parts, a utensil which has etches, which has marks, and a person who would observe your behavior would be misled to think that you are handling a utensil which is made from parts. Even that, there's a machlokes where exactly we are goyzer. We are certainly goyzer when it's large, but small is a machlokes. Okay, so we're back in business. Everything is so far so good. Indeed, Rabbi Yochanan holds of muksa, but it's a chiddush. It's not something that we knew until it was revealed to us. Okay? Weiter. Umiyar Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Rabbi Yochanan really say this? It holds a muksa? But the Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, halachistan mishna utnan mukhli. We're going back to the same room before we did this 2 days ago. I think Rabbi Shaul Lehman, I think there's a lot of background noise. Would it be possible for you to put it on mute? *6? Because I think there's a lot of background noise coming from your environment. But when we're mevatel, when I rank out Shlomi for his indiscretion, please stop me and unmute yourself and push us along. Weiter, v'atnan, but we learned in the Mishnah, muchni shalah. Okay, this goes back, we learned 2 days ago, we have a wagon. Think of a car. You can buy a little, you know, those little cars. You don't see them anymore. How come those little cars? You used to see them all over now. Those little teeny cars in the stores, the fish stores. People would buy these cars. They don't see them anymore. These little teeny, what happened to the go cars? Did they disappear, those cars?
The leases went up. They went electric.
What? How come you don't see them?
They went electric and the leases weren't good anymore.
I don't understand. All right, you'll explain to me later on. You don't see them. They used to see them on the street, these little teeny cars. So they have a little car.
They're called smart cars. They only make them electric, and the leases weren't gonna die anymore.
Why not?
They weren't a good price anymore.
So you can't people don't buy them? All right, whatever it is. Whatever it is, you have over here a little car. And the little car has four wheels. And the child over here is, does the cabin, is it 40 saw by 40 saw? So you could buy a sedan, which is 40 saw by 40 saw, or you can buy a smart car, which is not 40 saw by 40 saw inside. Lemai nafgamina, the wheels, those four wheels, it's a world of a difference, what the status of those wheels are. So if we have over here a mukhni shalah, now there's another condition though. The other condition is if you can remove the wheels. I made a mistake. That's not the nafkamina. That is also nafkamina. That's part of the equation. But over here, the main point is, are the wheels detachable? If the mukhnishla, the wheel of these little go-kart, these carts, bizmanshi nishmetes, if it can be removed, ein chibula, so we view the wheel to be a separate identity. Lemai nafkamina, four nafkaminas. We learned this 2 days ago. We're going very quickly. Ein nimdedesima. When we want to make the calculation, does it have 40 saw? If it has 40 saw, it's an independent rishus, and it's not. And what's inside does not become tameh. It ain't. Being that the wheels are detachable, it's not part of the equation to make the measurement. The ain't matzelasim of oil hames. In the event that the cabin is 40 saw, it's a sedan, and the wheels are detachable, and you go in oil hames. Whatever inside the cabin is nitzel from tumah, but whatever is upon the wheel is not, because the wheel is not viewed as an extension of the cabin to be saved from tumah because it's nishmetes. Number three, the ein matzelas in the ein gorin oisah b'shabbes. Wait, I skip over here. Muchni shalab bezmanshi nishmetes ein chibula. It's not called detached. If the cab becomes tameh, the wheel does not become tameh. They're separate identities. Okay, two things. It's not measured with it for different, for various halachas. And the next thing, the ein matz. Nochamol bezman shin shmes ein. Number one, ein chibrula. If the cabin becomes tameh, the wheel does not become tameh. They are separate identities. Number two, the ein nimdedesima. We want to make the calculation. If it's going to be 40 saw, we don't include the wheel in the calculation. Number three, the ein matzelas ima ba'oil hames. If the cabin is 40 saw and there's tumah inside, then the tumah inside the cabin is nitzel. But if there's tumah on the wheel, whatever's on the wheel is going to become tummy. It's not going to become a tuffel to the wagon. Number four, this is what we need for our sugya. Let us say there is muksa, there is money tucked away in a pouch inside the wheel. Are you allowed to push the wagon on Shabbos? So if you learn that the wheel and the wagon are separate identities, then by pushing the wheel, you are directly pushing the muksa. But if you learn that the wheel is tuffel to the wagon, if the wheel would not be detachable, then you're allowed to push the wagon because you're pushing the wagon, you're not pushing the wheel. Even though the wheel happens to move as well, that's considered to be kalachayat. That's considered to be indirect. The ein gari noisab being, but over here that the wheel is not, is nishmetes, is detachable. So the wheel is viewed as an independent identity. Menela, the ein gari noisab Shabbos, you're not allowed to go and push it on Shabbos. Mizvan sheyesh olecha mois, if there is money on the wheel at this moment, because it's considered that you're pushing the wheel directly. Along comes the Gemara, and the Gemara makes a diuk, which is the only not allowed to move the wheel if the money is on it now. But what happens if the money has fallen off? It's no longer here. It's been taken away. Even though the money was on the wheel when Shabbos began, Bein Hashmashos, it is mashma from the words of this Braisa that it is mutter to push the wheel because at this moment in time the wheel is not a basis ledavt for a davar muksa, even though it was present at the time of Bein Hashmashos. Because the words of the Braisa are v'ein gari noisa b'shabbos, you're not allowed to push the wheel on Shabbos bizman. Look at these words the Braisa adds in sheyesh oleha mois, only when money is still currently upon the wheel. We now enter and we make a diuk. Ha'ein oleha mois sharia. Then it would be mutter to push the wheel and move it. The af al gav, even though the money was on the wheel, tahavu aleha bein hashmashos. Wait a minute. Migu diskatzela bein hashmashos is katzela kuliyuma. That is the principle of Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be forbidden. And this Braisa says that it's permitted. Obviously, this Braisa is going like Rabbi Shimon. And this is a Stam, not a Braisa, a Mishnah. It's a Stam Mishnah. A Stam Mishnah means that is the Halacha. Even Rabbi Yochanan has to subscribe to this halacha. You cannot argue with a Stam Mishnah. A Stam Mishnah paskins halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. There's no such principle of muksa. How can you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan, who is an Amoira, is going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, there's a din of muksa, when the Mishnah explicitly says that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon? Rabbeinu HaKadosh made that decision for us by writing a Mishnah Stam without an author to indicate that it's the halacha. So the Gemara says, no, you're making a dig that's not correct. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira was very depressed. Komarabe Shachtil Rabbi Zeira. He was a very sad person, Rabbi Zeira. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Tei Mishnah Seinu Shalom Hayu Olah Mois Kol Ben Hashmashos. He says the case is going where the money was not there, Ben Hashmashos. You have to learn from the Mishnah. Whoever told you the case of the Mishnah is going where, whoever told you that the case of the Mishnah is going where the money was there, Ben Hashmashos, and now on Shabbos, the money disappeared. So now you have a sugya. Oh, migu diskatzoi. Whoever told you that? The case of the Mishnah is going where there was no money on the wheel, bein hashmashos. So there was no migu diskatzoi. Somehow, some way, in the middle of Shabbos, Shabbos morning, a guy went, put the money there, or a child put the money there. Someone put the money there for the very first time on Shabbos. Oh, there's money on the wheel on Shabbos, and the wheel is nishmetes. The wheel is an independent object, so you're not allowed to move it at this moment in time, because at this moment in time there is money upon it. The wheel is a basis for davar muksa. But if someone will come and take away the money, a guy will take away the money, or somehow the money will be taken away, so it's no longer a basis, and there's no longer an issue of nigud iskatsa because the money was not here, bein hashmashos. You have to say that's the pshat in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah would then be correct even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yochanan, that Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, does not have a contradiction from this Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Zera, Tehei Mishnah, Seinu Shaloi Chayu Olach HaMoiz Kol Ben Shmoshe, Shaloi Lishbar Devarav Shel Rabbi Yochanan. Or that we should not have a contradiction to the words of Rabbi Yochanan. We know as a fact that Rabbi Yochanan holds of Muksa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is Migud Iskatzai. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no Migud Iskatzai. According to Rabbi Yehuda, of course, there's Migud Iskatzai.
I understand.
In this particular case. In this particular case, there's no Migud.
Exactly.
Now, Rabbi Yehuda, I want to tell you a chish you never heard before. Why is it Rabbi Zera that made this suggestion? Because Rabbi Zera was a very sad person. By Rabbi Zera's mind, money? Poverty. There was money in the bank, Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShemashos. The average person thinks, oh, there's money on the wheel now. There's money here. There was always money in the bank. Rabbi Yochanan was a pessimist. He was very sad. There's never money. What are you talking about? The glass is half empty. There's never money. All of a sudden, there's money on the wheel? It's a nace. It's only here for the moment. For the moment. It wasn't there before. It's not going to be here in the future. You have to go into his mind. Only a man like Rabbi Zeir would come up with a chiddush to tell you that there was never money here. Because money? Who has money today? Where are you going to find money? You're telling me there was money in the bank? And maybe for a person that's a different frame of mind. You have to always look at the personality. When you know the personality of the people that say the halacha, it's amazing. Someone asked me a shayla, and I told them, call up Rabbi Reisman, call up Rabbi Yamin Kohn. Rabbi Reisman, I guarantee, will tell you it's mutter, and Rabbi Yamin Kohn will tell you that it's aser. And Kachava, he came back and he said, I can't believe you're right. I asked Rabbi Reisman, and he told me it's mutter. Yes, Rabbi Yamakon told me that it's aser. How do you know? I know my customers. Weiter. Shaloi lishba der shom zogel. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, pamachas holach Rabbi Lidi Yois Fora. Okay, that place was, it's like Silicon Valley computers. This is a place of scribes. Diyoy is ink, and Sifra is books. This was a place where they wrote a lot. People were really into writing. It was like, the school of writing. Rebbe went to visit Holach Rebbe Lidiyoy's Fira. It's a city, it's a name of a location, where they specialized in ink and books. They wrote a lot. V'hoira ani paskind, B'menoira k'rabi shimon b'ner. Cryptic words. You know what these words mean? There's no way in the world to know exactly what these words mean. Ibailu, the Gemara dilemma. What did he mean to say? Did he mean to say hoira b'menoira k'rabi shimon? Does this mean to say that he paskind? That Rabbi Shimon, the Rebbe went b'menoira k'rabi shimon? In other words, b'menoira k'rabi shimon b'ner letera. When it says the word ner at the end of this sentence, it is a modifier. Menorah, we have a dilemma. The dilemma is that we have two reasons for menorah. Is it because menorah is a din of muksa? Adam koiveya mokoim, that's a din of muksa. And he's coming to paskin, there's no such thing as muksa. There's no such thing as muksa. There's no such thing as Adam koiveya lo mokoim. No such thing. Mimelitz mutter, just like Rabbi Shimon says that a ner yoshan, an old ner, is maos, is disgusting. It's disgusting. And a person would ordinarily withdraw from touching it on Shabbos. Nevertheless, Rabbi Shimon l'shitasai does not hold of muksa, and he holds its mutter. Just like there's no din muksa on a dover maos, there's no din muksa on an object, then Adam is koiveya lo mokan. Think about it. If you would have between the two, which one would you suggest as more of a time for muksa? The ner or ner maos, an old ner which is disgusting, or a menorah that you put on a pedestal? You would say a ner that's maos, a ner that's disgusting is more muksa than something which is not a disgusting, but you just set aside. So just like Rabbi Shimon says,
especially since it's a special category, muksa ma'os.
Right, but if there is so if you hold that there's no if you hold that there's no such thing as muksa machmas mi'us, you would certainly hold there's no such thing as muksa. You can argue at least that there should not be a din of muksa in the category of koveya lo mokim. Koveya lo mokim is an object which is beautiful, which is pleasant, and there's nothing wrong with it, and maybe it's even functional right now, but you koveya lo mokim, it has its place. On Shabbos, no, don't touch it. If you are you allowed to move it around on Shabbos? Take it away from its makom. Well, if you hold that it's something which is detestable, you are permitted to move on Shabbos. L'cha'ora, you can argue that you're permitted to move something from its location that you set aside for it. So along comes Rebbe, and he paskin that it is permitted to move a utensil that you designated in a certain location. For example, the menorah. That was the first svara. There's no din muksa by menorah, just like there's no din muksa by a ner yashan lefi Rebbe Shimon. So Rebbe is coming to paskin. There's no such thing as muksa. He's coming to be mekel, and he's also obviously holds that there's no takona a chazal made that a menorah may not be moved because prokim. Because you may come to assemble it on Shabbos and violate the law of binyan. And there can be many reasons why. Maybe Rebbe holds that there's no halach of binyan bekalim. Whoever said there's a malacha darais of binyan bekalim? The binyan l'chor is only a davar that's mechubar l'karka. So bekalim itself is only a gzera. And now to be goyzer on menorah shel prokim is a gzera l'gzera. So that's a given. There's no takana. And as far as the issue that we brought up in the previous daf of Adam koveya lo makom, no! He's saying there's no such halacha. Just like Rabbi Shimon says, there's no such halacha of muksa by a kli that's mos. Is that the pshat? Is that how you read the words of the Gemara? Rabbi Shimon, he paskin with regard to a menorah, b'ner le'etera. Just like that, the b'ner le'etera means, over here it should be read kiner. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi's words are, Ibar lehu chodo hoira hava, v'yachi kamar, hoira b'ner le'etera, ki. You see, Rashi really has a chof. Ki, derech. Just like Shahoyu Rabbi Shimon Matir Biner Yashan. Okay, so when it says here Biner Lehetera, it's really to be read as if it says Kiner Lehetera. I know it's very cryptic, it's not so easy to read, but that's clearly the way Rashi learns from Gemara. Oy Dilma, or do we say no? Hoira Biner Li Sura. Paskin by Menoira Li Sura. A Menoira is Osir. Why is it Osir? Because. Why is it Aser, a menorah? Pashut, because of the gezerah of you may come to put it, assemble it. Lisura, period. Put a period, a paragraph break, a new page, a new section, entirely new book. And he also paskin, uch Rebbe Shimon b'ner letera, and Rebbe paskin, by the way, I paskin that there's no muksa. There's no din muksa. But you should know, when it comes to a menorah, you have to take into consideration the possibility you may come to assemble it. And the Gemara here says, Teiku, let the question remain standing. The pshat is Teiku. Teiku means let the question stand. We want it to be a question. We want permanently, it should be a permanent question forever and ever, because there's value to the two sides of the question. It's a pile plo and pella that we came up with this thing called Tishbi Yitaretz Kushiyotz Ve'abayotz. That is the complete diametric 100% opposite of the pshat of the word teiku. The word teiku is a command. Let the question stand. We do not want an answer. We want it to remain a question because there's value in tut stardom. When you say a drush, which doesn't say this anyway, this is chadoshim la bikorim rabba munosecha tzanayazach. that we came up with this acronym Tishbi Yitareitz will answer the Kushyos V'Abayos. We don't want him to answer this question. We want the question to him. We want to preserve the value of the Tut Stadim. Rabbi Sholim, you hear what I'm saying?
Yep.
The Drush is a steer to the Pshat. Weiter. Next sugya. Rav Malkia Ikla Lebei Rav Simlai. As a Maisa Shahoya. Everyone knows this is a famous story. This is like one of the famous stories. I bet you that when you were a child, your mother, she told you the story as a nursery rhyme when you went to sleep. Remember the story? Rav Malkia Ikla Lebei Rabbi Simlai. He went to visit Rabbi Simlai, the Tiltal Shruga, and he was Metaltal Shruga on Shabbos. Can you imagine? On Shabbos, Kodesh, he was Metaltal Ner. He was Metaltal Ner on Shabbos. After it went out. It was a Leichter. He touched the Leichter after it went out on Shabbos. And what happened? The Ikbid Rabbi Yoyis Rabbi Chanina. And the host, the Baal Habayis, was very mocked, but he got very upset. Rabbi Avo, another Maisa Shahoya. Rabbi Avo, Ki Ikla La'ashre Rabbi Shubi Levi, Havi Metaltal Shraga. Oichet Zol Bezach. He did not, these Amoroyim did not hold of Muksa. But he went Rabbi Yochanan, did not have Muksa. Fair the Gemara, Manav Shach, Ik Rabbi Yehuda Sri Ulei, Levik Rabbi Yehuda, Ik Rabbi Shimon Sri Ulei, Levik Rabbi Shimon. Manav Shach, be consistent. The most important thing in life is consistency. To vacillate one day between this and this and this and this and this shows a lack of stability in the neshama. Be consistent.
That's a big word, vacillate.
Your wife taught it to me. I read one of her articles. You want to learn a good English, Shlomi, you read Miss Sarah Lehman's articles. Le'olam, Rabbi Shimon, Svirle, Be'emes, Viholak, Rabbi Shimon, Omishum Kivoyde, Rabbi Yochanan, Hudav, Hudav, Lavid, Murdig Zach, Murdig Vart, Kavoyd! Olam Kavoyd, he really holds his mutter. But because in this mokoim there's a hakpada, out of respect for the person, you don't behave in a certain way, even though you disagree. Okay, that's a very big Musa Haskell going on. Hamevin Yavin. Misha Ene Mevin Lo Yavin Klal. Mishum Kavoyd Rabbi Yochanan Hud Lo Yavin. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shrug the Mishcha Shar Latuli. The candle of oil, you're allowed to be metaltel. Why? In other words, we hold this no muksa. Rabbi Yehuda, this is not Rebbe Yehuda. Don't confuse Rav Yehuda with Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda is the Tana that holds of muksa. Rav Yehuda is the Amoira. And he holds, there's like Rabbi Shimon, there is no muksa. Even though there's no muksa, there is muksa machmas mi'us. So if it's oil is not disgusting. So you can, so it's not pleasant, but it's not there. You like metaltel. The nafta, nefet. Nefet is something which is a repulsive odor. You're nala metaltel because of repulsiveness. Rashi, the misrach. It's repulsive. I feel Rabbi Yehoshua moided lechazi ela lebalachta. You cannot let it go use it. Rabbi Rabbi Yehoshua Mitzrayim the nafta nami sharila tuli yotla bimtal also because they hold Rabbi Shimon. There's no din muksa. Period. Next, the hoil vechazi lechaz b'manu. Why? Because in the parentheses it says there's also a use you can use to go cover up a utensil. Vayta Rav Avya ikla Rav lebei Rava. Rav Avya he visited be Rava have mi'ison be kare betina. His legs got dirty in the mud. Haramaisa, he came there and there was mud outside and his shoes were dirty. Esve apuria, and he put his muddy shoes on the table. Okay, apuria means what? The table.
I heard it's his bed.
His bed. He put the muddy, can you imagine such a thing? Never put your hat on the table. You know that? It's a cardinal sin. You're not allowed to put a hat on a table. Right away, a boy comes in, the shidduch, he tests the boy, he comes with your daughter, he comes in, you take off your hat, see where he puts the hat. He puts that on the table. If he does not put the hat on the table, you know he has been raised in a very good home where they taught him manners. Okay, it's not proper to put your hat on the table. He put his dirty...
What is that?
On a chair. on a chair with other.
Someone could sit on it.
No one's sitting on it now. You don't put a hat on the dining room table. You're not supposed to do that. Not in shul also. It's not proper to put your hat on the table. I do it all the time. Kikare betina isa apuria. So he put his dirty boots on the bed. Kame betina ase apuria. Kame drava in front of Rava. In front of Rava. Ikbid Rava. Rava was very angry. Chutzpah mechutzef. Boy letza ure. He wanted to cause him tsar. In other words, he wanted to take revenge. I mean, what does this mean exactly? It's not so clear what this means exactly. He wanted to retaliate. You caused me tsar, I'm going to cause you tsar. Why would he want to do that? Why would, that's nekama. What's pshat? Obviously, there's something deeper here which I don't know. Next. Amalei, so Rashi said to him as follows: My time a rabbi of Rabbi Yisrael Mitavayu shrugged the nafta, or maybe he was trying to ask him questions. Through the questions, he on his own will come to realize that it was not proper to do what he did to put Tigulash. Right. Amalei, my time a rabbi of Rabbi Yisrael Mitavayu shrugged the nafta. Nam shalat the tuli leli yalim mitalta the shrugged the nafta. It's disgusting. Why? Why you allowed him mitalta the shrugged the nafta? It's muksa. So you thought, oh, go like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon does all the muksa. It does all the muksa. But so what? Even though he does not love muksa, but it's mos, it's detestable. There's really no purpose for it. There is a purpose. It's not so detestable. You can use it l'chasei kara. Amolei chol v'chazi l'chasei b'meimona. Oh, ebazei. Oh, really? That's the lomnis. Amoleimiato kol tzuraydesh b'chasim tadlim chol v'chazi l'chasei b'meimona. So you can pick up a rock on Shabbos, and you can throw it at a person who drives in the driving by, like they do in Eretz Yisrael some places, on Shabbos, to take a rock, throw a stone to cars. It's not muksa. You know why? Because it has a purpose. Ridiculous. That is not the halacha. The halacha is a stone is muksa. That's the halacha. You're not allowed to pick up a stone on Shabbos. So why? Just like a nefet, it's usable to cover, so to the stone should be not. You can't compare. The reason why the ner shel nefet, you're allowed, the ner shel nefet is permitted, is because even though taka, it doesn't have much of a purpose, but the very least, it has a shame kli upon it. Whereas a stone is not called a kli. Hani leka teres kli alein. It's a merdik yisoit. If a person is a kli, is a receptacle, you have enormous value. A person is a stone, you have absolutely no value. Some people, a person, you know, a person has to be a makabel. If you're a makabel in this world, you learn something. You look into this world to learn something, to accept, bring into your neshama a lesson. You become a kli. Once you become a kli, you're not muksa. You're not pushed away, pushed off the derech. You have a purpose. You may not be well-liked, but you have a purpose. But if a person is not a mekabel, you reject everything someone wants to say to you. You're not a kli. You're a stone. You're a stone. You're muksa. Get out of here. Hear the musar. Amo ha'iketar es kli alein. Hani leketar es kli alein. Mi lo tanya. Do not learn the Braisa, the following halacha, Hashidim v'hanezamim, shir means etz odois, a bracelet, v'hanezamim, nose rings, v'hatabois, earrings, harehen g'chol hakelim hanitolim b'chotzer, these things you're allowed to move around because these are utensils. So being that they're utensils, even though you're not, let's clarify, is a person, is a woman allowed to wear a bracelet? This is the way my Rebbe explained it to me in 9th grade. Is a woman allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos? This, I'm telling you, I'm going back over here, Gears of the Ankusa, we're going back over here. It could be already 300 years since I heard this from my Rebbe in 9th grade. He said, is a woman allowed to wear jewelry? Or Siegfried. Is a woman allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos? Also, Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to wear jewelry. Why not? Because when a woman wears beautiful jewelry on Shabbos and another woman sees her, she gets jealous. Why didn't my husband buy for me that beautiful necklace, that beautiful nose ring, or that beautiful earring? So then when the woman who's wearing it senses that the other woman is jealous, what does she do? She takes it off to make her more jealous. Oh, you're jealous. Let me make you more jealous by showing you how beautiful it really is. The only thing it cost $50,000. This is from Tiffany. It cost $1,000. Okay, so there, and in the process, she will carry the jewelry on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to wear it in the Rosh Hasharabim, a bazeh. You should not be allowed to wear it in your private home. Along comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says you're allowed to wear jewelry in your private home because a piece of jewelry is called a utensil, is a kli. And because it's a kli, it's an object, it's a kli, it has value. And being that it has value, it's a utensil, that's what's matter to be metal from the chotzer. So hashedim bracelets. V'hanizamim b'hatabos n'harein k'kli kol ha'kelim muntelim b'chotzer. V'yamu'la matam hoyel v'ika toras kli oleha. So just like when it comes to the laws of jewelry, okay, someone has to mute yourself. There's noise in the background and when you to either shimon or yishol. So hoyel v'ika toras kli oleha. Hachinami hoyel v'ika toras kli oleha. The zel b'zach. So too, when it comes to this principle of moksa, a stone does not have a Torah's kli, whereas the other utensil does. Rav Nachman, to Merdek Yisoid, remember this Gemara. Hoyl v'ika Torah's kli, the value of being a makabel. There's a lot of musr in these words. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak, Baruch Rachmana, blessed is the Lord. The like kasefe rava l'rabbi avya. And Rava was not successful in embarrassing Rabbi Avya. In other words, Rabbi Avya, so this whole Gemara is the Pilei Ploim. Rabbi Avya put his dirty boots, okay? This whole Gemara is the Pilei Ploim. Rabbi Avya, Iklal de Rava, Avi Mi'isid Beikare, Betine. His boots were dirty in mud. Esfei Apuria Kamei de Rava. He put his dirty boots on the bed in front of Rava. Rava was Makbid. So Rava wanted to cause him tsar, to retaliate. And what happened? He asked the Makasha that he thought he would not know the answer to. And guess what? He knew the answer. So it turned out that Rava was unsuccessful in his retaliation. And along comes the Gemara, Baruch Hashem, Rava was unsuccessful in retaliating against Rabbi Avya. This Gemara is a mystery. This is one like you know, the seven wonders of creation. Niagara Falls and the Chol HaNilu Malav. This Gemara is one of the seven mysteries of Shas to understand what in the world is going on over here. Okay, next Gemara. Rami le Abaya le Rabba. Abaya posed the following question to Rabba. Tainlan Abayasam. Moisar Shem Shem Nevek Shara Bekara. We learned the leftover oil in the Nair, Vishabakara, Osir, it's Muksa. Why is the Muksa? Bein Hashmashas. Migdis Katsila Bein Hashmashas, it was set aside for the fire. Mele remains Osir for the remainder of Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Matar, he does not hold of the principle of Migdis Katsoi. Almo Rabbi Shimon less than Muksa. Vedamin, we have a stira, Rabbi Shimon Oymer Kolshay, Mimoy Nikar, Be'er Yamtif, Einze Minha Muchan. If we have an Bukhar, everyone knows the famous Sugi of the Bukhar. A Bukhar is Osir Bizman Hazeh Shaim Nimbiyam Ainze Min HaMuchin. Okay, you have a Bukhar. I'm going to make sure I'm saying it's right. I've told Bukhar, even though I prepared this, so just call Shainoi Ain call. Right, it's a Bukhar. So what is Halacha? Bizman Hazeh, we don't bring a firstborn as a carbon because there is no Beis HaMikdash. So what do? You give it to the Kohen. But you don't give it to the coin until the animal develops a blemish, or let's say even the coin already got it. The coin is not allowed to eat the firstborn animal until it gets a blemish. So let's say Yom Tov begins, Ben Hashmashos, and as far as you know, that the animal, the Bukhar, does not have a blemish. So that means it's off limits. I'm not going to be able to do the Bukhar this Yom Tov. And then lo and behold, on Yom Tov, it gets a blemish. So now you go to the Chacham, and Chacham Paskins, Mate Bechoras, it's the highest level of smicha. There is Yoira Yoira, Yodin Yodin, and Matir Bechoras. It's the highest level of smicha. You go to the kohen, the kohen says, ah, taka, this is a mum kavua, and memela, you can eat it. Not so fast. Even though it's a mum kavua, but bein hashmashos of yamtif, it was off limits because you did not expect it to get the blemish on yamtif. So what do we see? We see there is, and who is the one that says this halacha? Rabbi Shimon. So even Rabbi Shimon agrees to the principle of migud iskat tzai. Hear the kasha? Rabbi Shimon Aimer, kol she'ein mumay nikaber yamtif ein zemen amuchon. So we have a steer over here when it comes to the shemen. The shemen's in the nair, and the nair was lit from before Shabbos. Here he holds the leftover oil is not migud iskat tzai, but here by Bukhar it is. The Gemara says a very important answer. Hachi hasha, how can you compare the two? Hasam adam yoshev tzabe ein mosai tich b'neiroi. When it comes to the nair, the whole Shabbos, from the moment you walk out of the house and you go to shul, what are you thinking about? When you're walking to shul, you're thinking about when will the nair go out? I can use the oil. When you daven l'chu niranana and you're shuckling the shemona esrei, you're not thinking about the davening. You're thinking about when will the nair go out so I can use the leftover oil for my dish or I can smear it on my body. That's all you're thinking about. When you're saying kiddush, all you're thinking about. Memela, it's in your mind that you want to be able to go use this oil. But the bechor, the animal, it's not in your mind. You don't think about animals. Hasam adam yoshem tzabe mosai tich b'neir. Hasam adam yoshem tzabe mosai bo mum memo amar. He says to himself, "Miyema denafu be mumma." Viim timsam denafu be mumma. Miyema denafu be mumma kavua. Who's going to be mumma kavua? Viim timsam denafu be mumma kavua. Miyema den mizach lechacham. Who's going to want a paskin for me? I got to go to a chacham at the bechoros. Who has such smicha? All those people. Who knows where they are? Vaita meis maser rechama. So I have no cash. So we have all your nai yisoid and the Rebbe Shimon holds migudiskat soy. The Gemara over here is coming around to acknowledge that even Rabbi Shimon does hold to a degree there is migudis katsoi. Suddenly, that yimamish mekatsa midayit, even Rabbi Shimon is masking, there is such a principle. Okay, one more line. Mamasir Rabbi Rachama mefira nedar mishabbos. Unbelievable chiddush. Can be mefir a neder on Shabbos. V'nish'olun l'medom shehein l'tzrech ha-shabbos. And you can be shoyel a neder. What's the difference between the word mefirin and the word nishalin? Mefir means a husband. A husband finds out that his wife made a neder that she will never, ever, do something. And the husband's not happy about that. So he's allowed to be made for his wife's neder. Nishalin means on your own problems. I made a neder. Why are you allowed to do that? Why? Why do we say, in other words, let's say a wife made a neder over an object. Over an object. She's not going to derive benefit from this object. And now the husband finds out. He can be shoyel, he can be made for a neder. Who says that her husband will be willing to do so, just like when it comes over to the animal, you told me a triple swara, who says you'll find the chacham to be mad to the animal, so to what, it's mash and salakha, if the husband is made for the neder, unless the husband makes the neder, I'm not going to eat meat. So if the husband comes home and he finds out what his wife said, he can be made for her neder, and she can immediately eat the meat. Frek the Gemara, the meat should be muktzah. Forget about the neder. It should be muktzah because the migud iskatzoi, ben hashmashos. And don't go tell me, oh, she anticipates her husband's going to be mad to the neder. No, she doesn't. Just like you do not anticipate, you don't expect to find the chacham, the imat of the bukhar, who says the wife expects the husband to come home, be matter the meat. Same principle. So the Gemara says, no, ha'asim l'rab pinchos, b'shmed rov, d'yom rab pinchos, b'shmed rov, kol naderes, al das balu nohi naderes. This is a yesoid for the marriage counselors. The relationship you have with your rabbi is not the relationship a wife has with her husband. A rabbi, a student, and a rebbe, and a chinami, who says the rabbi will approve. But a wife and a husband is a much stronger relationship. A wife expects, she's like the ner, yoishev umitzape, that the husband should come and should be mad to the neder and should allow her to eat the meat. That's why it works. But in a chinami, when it comes to the bechor, you have to go to the chacham. A person does not have that relationship with the chacham regarding his animal. All right, we're going to stop over here. Good?
Yeshikayah, thank you, my friend. Excellent. Thank you.
Have a wonderful evening.
Yeshikayah,
good night.
Good night.